Let's check the markets. Joe Camp, Comstock Investments. Not too many fireworks on a Friday.
No, we've got to start with wheat, though. Now that's 7 days in a row closing higher for the Chicago contracts. We're finishing the week above $6, and it's been quite the run here since just 7 days ago in the mid-550 range. You put on a lot of premium in a hurry as you talk about deteriorating conditions, one, in the southern plains, two, worldwide, Russia drying out, French wheat crop scores lowered slightly here this week, the European Union as a whole cutting their production target just slightly. So wheat the leader for sure this week. We did have corn and soybeans finish slightly lower. I think there was some positions being adjusted here into the weekend. It went along with option expiration. You call it pin risk, that uncertainty of where the futures are going to finish up the day relative to those option strike prices. And this time we had the board move down exactly to settle at 440 even. So some of those decisions having had to be made here as we head into next week and the delivery period kicking off on Tuesday for these nearby futures. We should see that we're going to remain with a focus on weather. After this wet weekend, we do have a 6 to 10 day outlook that dries out for the most part, a little bit wetter in spots for the western corn belt, which will be welcome, and drier in the east where they have not had much chance to get the wheels turning for planting yet. So mixed grain trade here, ultimately higher again for wheat. We did have some good follow-through strength for the cattle. That on the end of a spread that left the hogs weaker for a couple of days at the end of this week.
Joe Camp, Comstock Investments.